Hey everyone, welcome back to Patent Pulse, your go-to show for breaking down the freshest patent filings shaping the future of tech. Huge thanks to our sponsors Ada and Zen Semiconductor for making this show possible. Ada helps businesses integrate AI into their workflows seamlessly, and Zen Semiconductor brings deep processor and chip design expertise to the silicon industry, plus their Ada platform can deploy AI at scale in literally any business. We've got a fascinating mix today, from fashion tech to Intel's next-gen memory connectors, Netflix's data infrastructure, Verizon's network slicing magic, and even your smart water dispenser. Let's get into it. All right, first up, we've got something that might sound a little unexpected for a tech patent show, a computer-implemented method for generating what's called a two-dimensional rapport. Now, a rapport in the textile and fashion world is basically a repeating pattern, think the kind of seamless tile you'd see on fabric, wallpaper, or any surface design. The company behind this is Wyxo Fashion and Digital Solutions, a Spanish firm that's clearly trying to bring some serious algorithmic muscle to the fashion and design industry. So here's the problem they're solving. Creating seamless repeating patterns manually is genuinely tricky. You have to make sure edges line up perfectly when the pattern tiles across a surface, and doing that in a way that looks natural and intentional takes real skill and time. What this patent describes is a method where you start with any image, slice it up with intersecting cut lines into at least three portions, and then displace each of those pieces to the diametrically opposite side, basically shuffling the fragments so the inner edges become the outer boundary of the new tile. When you repeat that tile, everything lines up perfectly. It's elegant in its simplicity. The real-world applications here are huge. Think automated fabric pattern generation for fast fashion, custom wallpaper design tools, gaming texture assets, even AI-generated surface designs for product packaging. If you're building a design tool or working in digital fashion, this is a patent worth watching. Next, let's talk memory. And I mean that in the most literal hardware sense, Intel has filed a patent for a multi-slot card edge connector. And if you care about where computing performance is headed, this one is genuinely exciting. Here's the context. We're moving into the DDR6 era of memory technology, which promises dramatically faster data rates. But there's a catch: to fully unlock that performance, you need a lot more memory channels. We're talking up to 64 channels. The problem is that modern motherboards are only getting slimmer and more compact, especially in data center and high-performance computing environments where space is precious. More channels means more connectors, and more connectors means more space, which you don't have. So Intel's solution is elegant. Instead of one slot per connector, you get two or more slots stacked together in a single footprint. They've reduced the pitch, that's the spacing between the memory modules, made the connector pins shorter, made the contacts thinner, and matched all of that with a tighter ball grid array on the motherboard side. They even include an optional cooling element tucked between the slots to keep thermals in check. The result is a compact connector that can handle 64 memory channels without blowing up your board layout. For data centers, AI accelerators, and anyone pushing the limits of memory bandwidth, this is a really meaningful advancement. Keep an eye on this one as DDR6 platforms start to emerge. Okay, quick pivot. This next patent is going to make you look at your kitchen appliance a little differently. We've got a patent from Ningbo Aquart Electrical Appliance, a Chinese appliance maker, covering a control method for a water dispensing and ice making machine. Now I know what you're thinking, how complicated can a water dispenser be? But actually, the engineering problem here is more interesting than it sounds. The challenge is maintaining warm water at a precise, ready-to-use temperature without wasting energy or making you wait. Their system uses three tanks: a hot water tank, a cold water tank, and a warm water tank, and the smart control logic continuously monitors the warm water parameters. When you trigger a warm water dispense, the system checks whether what's in the warm tank actually meets the preset temperature and quality requirements. If it does, great, dispense away. If it doesn't say the temperature has drifted, the system automatically pumps from the hot and cold tanks to mix and replenish the warm tank in real time, running that check in a loop until everything is in spec. When you're done, a shutdown signal cleanly turns off all the relevant devices. What's clever here is the iterative feedback loop. It's essentially a lightweight control algorithm running on an appliance. As smart home devices get more sophisticated, this kind of embedded control logic is exactly what separates premium appliances from basic ones. And with this patent now granted and active, Aquart has some solid IP to build on. All right, now here's one from a company you definitely know, Netflix. They've filed a patent around techniques for accessing and interacting with data using something called data abstraction layers, implemented through a data gateway. This is infrastructure-level stuff, but it has massive implications for how large tech organizations manage their data at scale. So let's unpack the problem. Netflix and really any large organization has data scattered across dozens or even hundreds of different data stores. Different teams use different databases, different formats, different query languages. Getting a unified, consistent way to access all of that is a genuine engineering nightmare. What Netflix is patenting here is a gateway system that essentially creates configurable abstraction layer instances on demand. You send a request to generate one of these instances, include a set of configuration parameters that describe what you need, and the gateway identifies the right abstraction layer from its library, spins up an instance, and then routes subsequent data requests through that instance. It's like a smart universal adapter for your entire data infrastructure. The power here is flexibility and standardization. Engineers don't need to know the specifics of every underlying data store. The gateway handles translation and routing transparently. For AI teams at companies like Netflix, this could dramatically accelerate the speed at which they can build and iterate on data pipelines. It's also a signal that Netflix is thinking seriously about owning more of their foundational infrastructure IP. Definitely one to watch. And our final patent today comes from Verizon, and it's all about making networks smarter and faster at the packet level. The patent covers systems and methods for packet management in the context of network slicing. So here's the setup. Modern networks, especially 5G networks, use a technique called network slicing where you carve a single physical network into multiple logical networks, each optimized for a different use case. One slice might be dedicated to ultra-low latency gaming traffic, another to IoT sensors, another to streaming video. The challenge is that when a packet arrives at a network node, the system needs to figure out quickly which slice it belongs to and what to do with it. Traditionally, that involves something called deep packet inspection, basically opening up the packet and reading its contents, which takes time and computational resources. Verizon's innovation here is much more efficient. Each packet carries a slice identifier with multiple bits, and instead of inspecting the whole packet, the system reads just a specific subset of those bits, a bit mask approach, to instantly determine what action to take. It's a bit like reading only the area code of a phone number to know which region to route a call to, rather than dialing the whole number first. The result is dramatically reduced latency and lower compute costs at the network edge. For 5G infrastructure, enterprise networking, and any latency-sensitive application, this kind of efficiency at the packet routing level is genuinely game-changing. Verizon is clearly building a serious IP portfolio around network slicing, and this is a meaningful piece of that puzzle. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Patent Pulse. 5 patents across fashion tech, hardware, smart appliances, data infrastructure, and networking. Big thank you to Ago Consulting. That's Ago Consulting for their continued support of the show. And as always, Patent Pulse is brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you're enjoying the show, do yourself a favor and check out Unzip in the Ada Podcast Network. It's a fantastic show that unpacks the stories behind the technology shaping our world, and I think you'll love it. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And next time, we're diving into some seriously cutting-edge patents in AI hardware and spatial computing that you're not going to want to miss. Until then, keep watching the filings. The future is always patented first.